The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.
So there I was, back from the car wash. Not a common occurrence for me to clean my car, mind you, and I'm sure you know how this story goes, because most likely it's happened to you too. My vehicle sat all shiny and sparkly in my driveway for maybe an hour or two, but when I got back into my car, a huge splodge of black and white bird poop was all down the windscreen, or windshield to translate into American, right down my field of vision on the driver's side. The local birds here have also decided that the white railing on my balcony is their own personal toilet. Every day, several new, nasty, viscous lumps of material from their nether regions adorns it. If you leave the stuff to dry, this noxious substance seems to fuse into the paint, and however much I scrub, will always leave a stain. I've given up using those scrubber sponges. The green ones are too abrasive and take off the paint, and the blue so-called soft scrub ones aren't as effective, and amazingly, leave blue marks on the paintwork. Why do they make a cleaning product so full of dye that it actually leaves a stain rather than removing one? It's just like toothpaste, which cleans your teeth, but also leaves white spots all over your clothing as you're brushing, unless you keep your mouth completely closed. That's something I find hard to do at the best of times. I looked online for solutions to the bird poop problem. In London, many buildings have metal bird spikes around the roof and on all the ledges to keep the pigeons away. We Londoners call pigeons flying rats. But whether they were made from dark metal or white plastic, those spikes would look horrible on my balcony. If I want to rest my arms on the top rail and survey the scenery, I wouldn't be able to do that with bird spikes installed. I also found some sonic devices online. They supposedly beam out frequencies that repel birds by disturbing their nervous systems. But these gadgets seem to be tuned to specific species, usually pigeons, and my balcony seems to be a multi-species toilet for birds. And although the people selling those sonic machines say that the frequencies are outside the range of the human ear, it brings to mind all that sonic warfare stuff I've heard about, where you can go nuts and your brain can be fried by ultrasonic waves you can't even hear. So that puts me off using those machines for birds. Bird poop is toxic, foul-smelling stuff. Unlike mammals, birds don't produce urine. Instead, they excrete nitrogenous wastes in the form of uric acid, which emerges as a horrible white paste that can be a breeding ground for all kinds of parasites, bacteria, and fungal infections, including salmonella and a life-threatening respiratory disease called histoplasmosis. One time I was swimming in an outdoor pool in Northern California, and a wild turkey landed on a side section that still had a flexible soft plastic cover on it. I thought that was rather cool, until I saw a stream of yellow liquid coming out of the turkey's rear end. Yuck! Even if birds aren't supposed to pee, what that creature produced looked remarkably like it. I suppose I should be grateful that I don't live in Rome, where about 4 million starlings congregate every year between October and March. People enjoy seeing their aerial acrobatics, but I see them as darkening the sky like a dystopian horror film, worse than anything from that Hitchcock movie, The Birds, which disturbingly was set not too far from where I live in California. Those Roman starlings drop vast quantities of poop all over the city, as very graphically shown in David Attenborough's Planet Earth 2. One scene from the series that stayed in my memory was a Vespa motorbike totally covered by droppings in a weird rainbow of colours, with not a speck of the bike's surface visible. Trees and buildings in Rome get blanketed in thick layers of guano, and after rainfall, some streets become so hazardous from the mixture of bird poop and rainwater that they're closed to traffic. All kinds of accidents have befallen Roman motorists and pedestrians from slithering and sliding about on the bird guano. In 2008, a Ryanair flight had to do an emergency crash landing at Rome Airport after about 90 starlings got sucked into the plane's engines. Miraculously, nobody died, but there were injuries. So, the moral of the story is, in Rome, you have the potential to actually be killed by birds and their poop. Bloody hell.
That was the Great British Rant with CJ Grace.